Good morning and welcome to the CommSec Morning Podcast for Friday, January 11, 2019. US share markets traded in and out of positive territory over the course of Thursday's session as investors dissected weaker earnings results from a number of retailers, in addition to the latest comments from the US Fed Reserve Chairman, Jay Powell. Shares in the department store operator Macy's fell by almost 18% after it cut its full-year sales forecast. This comes on the back of a particularly weak trading period for November and December. Elsewhere, shares in American Airlines fell by more than 4% after cutting fourth-quarter profit forecasts. But shares in Boeing were up by 2.6%. The Dow Jones Industrial Index ended near session highs, rising by 123 points or a half of 1% after trading through a near 312-point range. The S&P 500 Index was up by a half of 1%, and the NASDAQ was up by 29 points or 0.4 of 1%. In a wide-ranging question and answer session, the US Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell reiterated that the US Fed can remain patient when it comes to applying further interest rate hikes. Mr. Powell said there is no evidence of a broader economic slowdown currently as far as published data is concerned. In economic news, new claims for unemployment insurance were down by 17,000 over the course of the last week to 206,000, which was better than what most had forecast. US interest rate markets were largely flat on Thursday as US equities bobbed in and out of positive territory, while economic news was generally better than expected. The US Treasury sold $16 billion in 30-year bonds during the session. US 10-year yields were flat near 2.57%, and US 10-year yields were flat at 2.73%. European share markets were higher over the course of Thursday on continued optimism around US-China trade talks. Autos, however, were the weakest sector, falling by a third of 1%, while UK retailers were softer on sales updates. The Pan-European Stoxx 600 Index was up by a third of 1% after spending most of the session in negative territory. In London, the FTSE was up by a half of 1% and the German DAX rose by a third of a percent. In London trade, shares of Rio Tinto were down by 0.6 of 1% and BHP was down by around 0.75%. Major currencies were generally weaker against the US dollar overnight. The Aussie dollar traded in a broad range between 71.7 US cents and 72 US cents and was closer to 71.85 in early Asian trading. Global oil prices rose modestly on Thursday, having posted gains of close to 5% in the previous session. Investors await signs of progress on US-China trade, but also soft China inflation data weighed on investor sentiment. Brent crude oil was up by 24 cents, or 0.4 of 1%, to $61.68 a barrel. NYMEX light sweet crude oil was up by 23 cents, or 0.4 of 1%, to $52.59 a barrel. Base metals prices were mixed on the London Metals Exchange overnight. Zinc and copper fell by up to 1.5%, while other metals were ahead by up to 0.6 of 1%. Gold futures fell by $4.60 an ounce overnight, or 0.4 of 1%, to $1,287.40 US an ounce. Iron ore prices were up by 15 cents in the last day, or 0.2 of 1%, to $74.65 US a tonne. In economic news today in Australia, retail trade data is released. Later on tonight in the United States, the Consumer Price Index is released. The Australian share market should get off to a positive start with local SPY futures concluding the after-hours session with a gain of around 14 points. I'm Tom Petrovsky.